This is podtech.net. I'm Michael Johnson, and we're here at CTIA Wireless 2006 in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're here at the Glen Air booth, and I am speaking with Mark Yaffe, who is the, who is the Vice President of Product Marketing for Glen Air. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Michael. Nice to meet you.
Now, tell me a little bit about, got a nice looking outfit here. Tell me a little bit about what you're showing here at the show.
Well, we've got a variety of solutions that are part of our ICE architecture. They cover a variety of solutions that our customers have typically been looking for us to provide. Voice and video messaging, digital messaging, which is our person-to-person technologies like MMS and SMS. And one area that we're very excited about and that we're showing here for the first time is our voice and video active messaging.
Okay. Now, let's define active messaging as opposed to what people are maybe used to.
Sure. Well, one of the things we recognized is that the voice mailbox, which is a pretty ubiquitous experience in wireless markets, has been out there for a long time, and it's really characterized by a very cool type of experience. But what we've also seen is carriers are interested in content, they're interested in mobility, and they're also interested in video. The thing about the mailbox that we have over 70 million installed globally is that people go to it very frequently. In North America, close to 30% of all minutes of use on a wireless network touch the mailbox. It's a place that people go frequently, they're comfortable with it, it's a great experience. But up until this point in time, all we've really been delivering to these people are messages. And since this becomes, this is a place that consumers go so frequently, and knowing that carriers are trying to get content into people's hands, we asked ourselves the question, how can we help carriers get more content more frequently in an easier manner to their consumers? And that's what active messaging is. It's about getting relevant content and very rich media types to consumers so they can maximize how they're selling this content to the customers.
Okay, so how does it work?
So a typical consumer might go to their mailbox in North America about 20 or 30 times a month. And normally when they're going into their mailbox, they're hearing just their voice messages. Well, in the same way that a consumer might subscribe to a music download service, a ringtone service to get information about their ringtones over SMS or MMS or email, they can equally subscribe to one of these services to get information about their content into their mailbox. And so they would log into their mailbox, and in the same way they would hear their regular voice messages, they would hear, you now have a message from your ringtone service. And unlike some of the other interfaces like SMS, they'll actually be able to hear the ringtone or hear the music download. And by being able to experience that, what the active message also does, which is unique, is not only does it play the message, it allows the consumer to immediately fulfill. They can order the ringtone, they can send it to a friend or to a group list, they can ask to hear more music from that artist, or perhaps to even hear about concert dates that might be locally. So to be able to not only impress upon the user with a great new ringtone, but also to be able to immediately buy and fulfill on that transaction is what we're coupling into this active messaging experience.
Okay, how does the user determine what kind of content is going to be coming to them? Is that left up to the carrier, or is that sort of influenced by what the user has done as far as some information input?
And we recognize that carriers have a lot of experience in delivering content to consumers. There's a lot of opt-in and recommendation engines that exist within carriers. We look to leverage those technologies. Carriers will often have means that a subscriber can decide, I would like these types of music, or intelligence and recommendation engines that will see that based on previous types of selections, I want this type of music delivered. We will just leverage those back-end engines and provide to their marketing department a new way to get content into consumers' hands.
Okay. And what other services is Glen Air offering? I see a lot of things. How is video mail involved in that, and say some of the video services as well? Just a little quick survey. And stuff.
Sure. We really provide a pretty broad spectrum of solutions that address a carrier's communication and content delivery needs, whether it's call answering type solutions for both voicemail, as we've been doing, or video mail for next generation 3G networks, or as we're talking about here, combining the two into a combined voice, mail, and video mail user experience. We have solutions in that domain. We do a lot of work with our customers in person-to-person, SMS and MMS messaging, as well as a set of services which we call smart services, which wraps a layer of intelligence around SMS and MMS. And it does things like offer parents an ability to screen SMS and MMS messages going to their kids so they don't get unwanted and sometimes inapplicable spam messages to their kids, or for corporate users who want their email inbox and their SMS messages to get synced up so they can get in either domain. We work in that space as well. And a variety of services so we can offer a complete solution to our customers.
Okay, if people want to find out a little bit more about the active messaging and the other services offered by Glenair, where can they go?
www.glenair.com.
Let's spell that too.
www.glenaire.com.
Okay. I've been speaking today with Mark Yaffe, who is the Vice President of Product Marketing for Glenair. And it's been great talking to you about active messaging and the exciting stuff you're doing. And thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you for your time, Michael.